The Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Giving girls the same opportunities as boys is a no-brainer, right? Well, Maker Girl educates 7 to 10-year-olds in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, through design thinking and 3D printing. And it's a big deal, and that's why we're happy to have Julia Harriet and Lizzie Engeley join us on the phone. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
You are half of the most valuable people on the planet. No pressure.
Thank you.
And Lizzie, how are you?
I'm great.
Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Were you two
Were
you two given opportunities at STEM when you were, in school? Either of
you? Yeah. So both of us went to the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign, and I minored in technology and management, which was half business and half engineering. So that's where I first gained an interest in engineering and building and the capabilities that a STEM degree brings to people.
And Julia, what inspired you to get into this?
Yeah, so ever since I was young, my dad's a nuclear engineer, so at home we were always tinkering with things and learning how things work. So I definitely had a background in STEM with him and his influence, and then I also had more of the arts background from my mom, so I kind of had both.
All right, so Maker Girl, you want to do what?
We want to educate all young girls in the United States in how to 3D print.
So, Lizzie, I think a printer, and I think, well, there's something I want to print. I put it on the printer. I push the button. It's a little more involved than that.
Yes, it is. So it involves heat and a 3D printed object by the end. And when girls see their customized 3D printed object come to life and are able to put it on their backpack, put it on the keychain, give it to a friend as a gift, it shows confidence in the item that they have built and in their capabilities to build going forward.
What are some of the ranges of things that the girls have been making on the 3D printers?
They love to make little items for their friends. So what's really cool is young people really like to show their friends what they're doing, what they're making. So that's what our sessions really provide. So our girls can make keychains, they can make bracelets or rings. Due to time constraints, the item's normally kind of small, but they can then print larger items at home or at their local libraries as well once they leave.
And you're hoping to educate 10,000 girls by 2023, half coming from underserved areas or rural areas as well, where you wouldn't have access. Where's the 3D printer come from?
Totally. So we had this amazing idea to bring our sessions across the nation with Maker Girl Goes Mobile. So we've educated about 2,000 girls with this program on the West Coast, Midwest, and East Coast. And we bring our sessions anywhere as long as there's electricity. So we really try to focus on rural areas because only about 5% of philanthropic funding actually goes to to rural areas. So That's what our mobile truck does.
That's pretty amazing in and of itself. So how do we help you guys? What do we do? I mean, other than, let families know that this is something that their girls could be involved in if they weren't aware.
So we would like every girl in the United States to be a Maker Girl, and that means more than just going through our 3D printing session. It's living with the confidence and a builder mentality. So for parents and educators that are interested in bringing our sessions to their area, just have them contact us through our website, which is www.makergirl.us. And if you're a company that's interested in partnering with us to fulfill this mission, we would love to hear from you.
It seems any time that we're talking with innovators and people that are out there improving and innovating everyday items or, that are in the sciences, it usually involves a 3D printer at some point in time in the, the prototype. Is that what you guys are trying to spark by, like, showing the girls that the tie-in between 3D printing and STEM?
Exactly. So all of our sessions, we teach the girls about an industry as well. So we'll talk about how Bobble Bar is using 3D printing in their entire design process, or we'll talk about how Nike's 3D printing tennis shoes for their customers, or we'll talk about Boeing, how they're printing nuts and bolts. So we do directly correlate an industry to the sessions because young people don't always see that they can actually make an impact farther down the road. So we try to bridge that gap for them and show them real world examples of how they can actually use 3D printing and STEM in a career and down the line in super cool ways.
Well, it's obvious why you two are the most valuable people on the planet. You're changing the world.
Thank you. We are super honored.
All right. So again, the website for information on all things related to this is what?
www.makergirl.us.
All right. We need a 3D printer around here. Maybe
I don't trust you with a 3D printer.
Imagine the stuff I can
make. Steve, no. You're not allowed to have one.
And we'll make it happen.
Right? Bring the truck over.
Yeah, we'll be there.
All right, ladies. Thank you for the work you're doing. We'll come back to the headlines next on 720 WGN.